We have to respect all lives, including that of our so-called enemies even. Directly or indirectly, we have to stop the killing. We have to be all vegetarian and abstain from all animal products. That's how the killing will stop. Everything else is secondary.
The crisis of global warming is real. The Antarctic ice shelf continues to break up, the Dead Sea water level is showing signs of continuing water loss, and the Gangotri and Khumbu glaciers have been found to be shrinking at an alarming rate, just to name a few of the disastrous effects on our planet. Global warming is also causing the climate to change. According to Professor Barry Brook, director of the Research Institute for Climate Change and Sustainability at the University of Adelaide in Australia, climate changes associated with global warming are taking place at a much faster rate than previously predicted. What exactly will climate change do to our planet? According to an article in the Sunday Times newspaper in early 2007, it could cause the extinction of the human race. As the temperature rises, up to a third of the world's fresh water will be lost. Human beings will die of heat stroke. Stressed plants will emit carbon instead of absorbing it. We'll experience super hurricanes, flooded coastlines, and shortages of food on a global scale. Just to name a few of the predicted effects. How can we stop global warming? What is the solution? In light of the scientific evidence stressing the grave state of our planet caused by climate change and the urgent need for immediate action, Supreme Master Qinghai affirms the important message she has been delivering for over the past two decades. We must be vegetarian, meaning an animal-free diet, and we must practice sustainable living.
So if you can tell people to be vegetarian, that's the best thing you can do for them and for the planet. Even we can keep all the airplane, we can keep all the car, we can keep all the thing now, because CO2 is not as bad as the conscience sickness. And not as bad as spending so much water on animal raising and wasting land and deforestation and transportation.
The significance of a vegetarian diet, one that is animal free, is further supported by the 2006 UN report, Livestock's Long Shadow, which states that raising animals for livestock generates more carbon emissions than all of the world's transport combined. In fact, farm animals also release other noxious gases, including methane, a gas that is 20 times more lethal a greenhouse gas than carbon dioxide. After over 20 years of sharing her knowledge on how to live a balanced life while pursuing a spiritual path, Supreme Master Qinghai continues to dedicate her time and effort to uplift and enhance the life of all beings. Motivated by her unconditional love and overflowing compassion for our planet and its co-inhabitants, humans and animals alike, Supreme Master Qinghai selflessly accepts invitations to share her insights and wisdom on the topic of global warming and climate change, such as at gatherings with our association members, symposiums, or via video conferences and the like. Today we present to you Supreme Master Qinghai's recent discussion on climate change entitled Save the Animals, Save Our Earth at a gathering on the beach in Monaco on May 4th, 2008.
You can come sometime, yeah? Yeah, it's a nice place. And the people here are open, you see? I could have had you somewhere else, but I just like him. I just like it here. I thought, okay, let's come here and have a picnic together, you know? Because he's so nice. He worked not for money. He worked because he's passionate.
I work also.
Also, of course. We all do that. But you can see, it's not the...
This is what I say, I'm the black sheep of my...
No.
Spirituality. Between spirituality and... Between spirituality and between...
No, we all do that.
Superficiality.
No, we all do that. But what we have to earn our honest living, you see? Sure. We all do earn money. You know, all of us work for our money, including myself. I don't take money from anyone, not for donation, not for any cause. I just work for my money and whoever need, and if I can, I help that person. That's our principle. All of us do that. You see, if you want to know about us, that's the principle. We are like that, okay? So therefore, you can see that he's not money-oriented. Otherwise, my God, 350 people are here, all free of charge. You know, this is the first time we ever had such an offer. But we love you for that, but we cannot accept. Yeah, they are good. They are rich. They can pay. Yeah, they are good. I told them already, it's very cheap. I told them before they came. Yeah, that is okay. You can come and enjoy here. Don't need to bring anything and just to relax, you know?
We have a birthday party today. Somebody tell me there is a cake.
Just a cake? For me?
Oh, it's cake for you. Oh! Wow.
Why is that? Oh, it's not too early? Oh, they are so nice. They are so nice. Yeah. I don't know why it's for me. What's special today? Special lady, wow. Birthday is too early, no? Ah, never mind. Is that okay? No, not really. They just saw me today, so they make it. Normally, we don't do that. Normally, we don't do early. No, not today, but they came today, so...
Every day
is birthday, yeah. We reborn anew. We revow to improve anew. We revow to do better every day. So that's a birthday, also okay.
Somebody smoking?
Fire. We don't smoke, we don't drink, we are vegetarian.
Yeah, drink, yeah. Smoke, no.
No alcohol, no animal, no smoke. No drug, nothing, we're clean. Yeah, all of them are vegetarian, no smoking, no drinking, no drug.
Yeah.
All of them. And speak the truth and all that stuff, you know. Love thy neighbor. That's really beautiful. Okay. This is a birthday for all of us, eh? Yeah. That every day we renew our strength to be good person on earth and to help whoever we can improve ourselves. Yeah. You want to blow it? Yeah, you are the youngest one. Wow. And you cut the cake, because you are the youngest, and you're beautiful. Wow. Wow. Voilà. Do you feel comme tu veux, chérie? Ça fait rien.
You speak French, sir?
Yeah, a little bit. Not the big conversation, but small things. Okay, comme ensemble. Voilà.
Maybe, you know what we do?
What?
If everybody can come with a little pie, we do a little piece.
Yeah. I don't think 300 people,
no.
No,
we do a little, just a little.
Tu veux, oui.
Okay.
Tu veux un peu? Hey, avec papa?
I'm diabetic. I don't eat.
Oh, sorry about that. Yeah? On diet?
Yeah, she's on diet.
Wow, you are really... Just come. Keep coming. Coming. Share a little bit. Everybody break a little bit, okay?
I'm going to play an
yes. Ici, il y en a beaucoup ici, chérie. Oh. You share a little bit each, okay? Even that. Understand me? Even that piece, you share it 3-4 people so that we have something. Wow, that's fantastic. Wow. This is a vegan cake. No egg, no milk. Yes, so you can eat also. Just a little bit for, you know, symbolic.
Just a taste.
This is a vegan, you know? No milk, no egg. So you are very safe here with us. Vegan cake, right?
Yeah.
We have fantastic cooks and all kind of people here. Okay, meanwhile, I share with you what I have been doing, okay? I have helped some of the misfortune, as just the way you do, yeah? And last week, I did some big thing, like feeding the pigeons. But I did one more bigger thing. It's like, last week, I have make a staircase into a big pond. Because the animals, they come in there and they cannot climb out. And they die drowning there. So nearby in the forest, yeah? That was the agriculture pond before. But because it has been abandoned. Il faut partager parce qu'on n'a pas beaucoup. Comme ça, tout le monde a quelque chose. Okay. Ah, un petit peu. Normal conversation. You see, the pond is made for rainwater, which is a good idea to save rainwater to do agriculture. If you have a garden and you want to save water for the planet, you can dig a pond or buy some ready-made, yeah, and put in your gardens to collect the rainwater for your garden. That's a good idea. You can even wash your clothes, flush the toilet, bath with it, yeah? Okay. But you remember, if the pond is deep and the wall is not slanted, then the animal cannot come up and come down. So if you have a pond like that, I'm telling you, because normally it's made round like this, and the wall is flat and just stand straight, you know, 90 degree. So if you have a pond like that, you must make a little staircase using wood or iron so that the animal can climb up and down to drink and they won't drown in there, yeah? Because my neighbors have such a pond and his dog drowned there. And he talked to me about that. That's why we went there. It's not his land, but next to his land. And his dog died in there and he was heartbroken. And after he talked to me about that, he said he found also one fox dying in it too, drowning. You know why? Because they can swim, but like in August, yeah, the water will recede to half of the pond. And if the pond you buy is like a cement made with the wall very straight, then the animal can never climb up. They need the water. Maybe they risk their life to come to drink, but they cannot come up. So you have to make like a... It's very simple. You can even buy a half fence, yeah? And put the two iron bar on both sides, the kind of fence that is half. And then tie the both end of the fence onto these two iron bar and drop it very, very slanted, yeah? Not too straight so that they cannot climb. Have to slide all the way across the pond to the bottom. So even if the water is low, they can always climb down to drink and climb up safely. Capisce now, yeah? So sometimes we do, sometimes we do some good things, but we forget to consider and it's become a disaster instead, yeah? And one more thing. If you have any net or anything hang around, like when you make agriculture for, you want to catch the olives with the net and all that, you have to room the net well and store it inside the room so the animal will not get caught in it. I saw here in Monaco many pigeons have no toes, and I had to cut one of the net out of one of the pigeons, and it took me many weeks to do that because the pigeon has to get used to me and let me do it, and he let me. But I saw some of others' toe already been cut. You know why? When the nylon wire keep tightening around their toe, then eventually the toe will be cut off of the circulation of the rest of the body, and then it will drop off. So many pigeons have only two toes left, sometimes three toes left, and the rest are just a stump of them. It broke my heart too. And so sometimes I come and try to feed them, and then so get used to them, then they come, and then I catch them and cut the nylon wire around their feet for them. But it's very difficult. So if you see something like that, try to help, huh? You don't catch by hand, okay? You let the bird come into your room or in your yard, and you use a big towel, and you throw the towel on him and tell him quietly, quietly, I just want to help you talk to him or her, yeah? And then slowly peel the towel, slowly, and just reveal the toe. Don't press too hard. He might get pressure too hard, broken something, you know? But if you don't know how to do it, then you gotta get an expert, okay? I do it with love. Try to room all the nets, all the nylon, why everywhere you can. You understand me? So that the birds don't ever get caught in them. Ah, the animals in the wild, they live very... Just sometimes I wish I could just feed all of them. Because it's very, very hard for me to look at these things when they're hungry and... I go to the park, you know, anywhere, and I have those soft and sliced bread, wholemeal bread, and I break into small pieces and give it to them. One more thing. I saw some pigeons and the seagulls. They normally go near a restaurant where I go sometimes. And they're so understanding. They just stand by, and whenever the customer left something, then they go directly there to eat. They never go direct onto the stand where they put all the bread and all the thing. They know that. They know they just eat the leftover. And that really touched me so much. They're so polite, and they know their position. They don't just jump onto the stand where all the bread stand. They just wait until the customer finished and left over something, then they come and eat. Always I observe that. They really understand their position. They don't push it. Yes. And so the restaurant kind of turned the blind eye. And if I'm there, of course, I leave a little food on the table and they say, no, no, but, you know, I do yes, yes, you know. Yes, a little bit sometimes. But if the restaurant say no, you better respect it, okay? And you take your leftover bread or whatever bread you want to give somewhere else. Good idea to have such a cake. Thank you, huh? Malaysian bake it, right? Thank you, thank you. Good cake. I just try one piece to know if it's really good. Wow, it's vegan. My God, wonderful. Who say we need eggs? You know, they put egg everything every day now. Even in ice cream, I can't believe it. Yeah. So I can't even eat ice cream anymore. I don't know which one have eggs or not. And they even put some in spaghetti. Some spaghetti have eggs, some spaghetti don't. So you have to know it, right? But pizza don't have, yeah? Pizza, no egg inside, right? No.
Tomato and basilic only.
Yeah, that's it. Pizza is always safe. If you can ask them to put tomato sauce and oregano or basilic only, then it's the safest way to eat, yeah? Spaghetti sometimes have egg, yeah? So you ask the chef whether he knows that the spaghetti or lasagna he serve you have egg or not. Then you can eat the vegetarian one, okay, huh? And salad is always safe. You know, even lettuce has a lot of protein in it. Mucho, but you have to eat a lot, huh? If you eat un poco, then it's not good enough. So are you okay or anybody kaput around here? Good, huh? Yeah. Thanks for this, huh? My birthday, what, it's so early, but the thing is, we don't get to see each other like every day or every week, so they just ring whenever, you know? Grazie, huh? Thank you so much. Molto grazie. Huh? Thank you very much. Merci beaucoup.
We are open 7 days a week. You eat for 10 euro, and you see, well, the food is quite nice.
And this is vegetarian. Yeah. And this is a good thing. And,
yeah, sure. So that.
Thank you for the animals and for the planet and for the environment.
We are animals, so if we eat, we don't have to do that. I think so.
I'm like him. I'm a businessman. My job is going abroad. I'm working a lot with Asia. And bringing companies from Asia to get export their products and their capacity worldwide. So this is my job. And I'm doing that for years and years and years. It's what I'm familiar for Asia. I love Asia. And I think if I have to retire one day, it would be in Asia.
If you don't have a room, you can share an apartment together. When you share, it's not expensive. And you don't need a big place, as I told you, huh? You know, right now, my room is about the size of this around here. Yeah. And I'm happy with it. Because if you have bigger room, you have to spread all your things around. And whenever you want to find the things, you have to go walk up and down all day like a mile long, you know, many miles. Did you see the film Alessandro de Bienor? The guy has been pushed around by his wife all his life since the marriage. You know, he owns a lot of land, he has a lot of money, but he has no power. His wife runs everything. And then he could not even have a dog who loves him so much. So one day his wife died, and then he just decided, because he was always sleeping all day long, you know. That's not sleeping. Whenever he has to work, he falls asleep because he's so tired. You know, she pushed him to work all day, and then at night he has to work with her, you know what I mean, in the bedroom something. So he was always very tired. He sleep on the staircase, he sleep on the truck, he sleep in the field. He sleep everywhere. So one day his wife had an accident and died. Wow, he was so happy. Sorry, it's not a good thing, but it was like that. And then he decided that he go to sleep. And he just stay in bed for 2-3 months like that. And the dog that he loved go shopping for him. The dog bring the basket with money, go to the shop and bring back the grocery. And then all the villagers wanted so much to wake him up because they cannot bear it. The guy keeps sleeping every day. They try all kind of things. And he always, use a gun to shoot them. Don't shoot them, but shoot in the air so they're scared. If not, the dog come out and bark at them and shoot them all out. The dog's a good protector. So he sleep in the bed, you know, and he get up and eat all the canned food and then throw the empty can outside. And And then he continued to sleep, and then he get up and eat and sleep, he and the dog together like that. And he just live on his bed for 2-3 months. And the villagers try all kind of things, cannot wake him up. And one day, the villager think of many tricks, you know. For example, like, don't sell the grocery to the dog anymore. So the dog go out, dig the potato from in his farm, and get some carrot, and bring it to him, and he cook on the bed also. The dog will go dig potatoes, and carrot, and all that stuff, and brought it into the bed for the man. And the man get a can of gas, you know, those picnic gas, and he cook a pan on the bed. And he lived like that, happily together, the two of them. And one day the mayor decided to invite them to come to the court to explain his cause. Everybody gets so frustrated because they are working a lot and he just sleeping, you know. Who can bear that? So, oh, merci. Ah, this is good. Give me one piece, please. Thank you for the pigeon when they come. Okay. But he doesn't go. He doesn't go to the mayor. He sent his dog with a letter. He said, thank you so much for your invitation. And I send my dog with my thank you letter. That's it. You know, and they get so frustrated. They hold the dog. They hold the dog like captive, yeah? So that, oh, he cannot have the dog. That's terrible. Nobody do shopping, nothing. And he miss his dog. So he has to go out. He get up. He go out, find his dog everywhere. He cannot find it. And later the farmer say, if you have a dog, you have to go out with him. You have to walk with him. You have to take him around. You cannot just make him work all day for you, go shopping, and it's no good for the dog. That's why he run away, maybe. So the sleepy man said, oh, I promise, if my dog come back, I will take him out. I will go everywhere with him. I will wake up. I will not sleep in bed all day anymore. So they give him the dog back. Okay, and the man keep his promise, took his dog around everywhere. And the rest, I let you see it, okay? It's called something Alexander the Bienheureux. It's a French film.
Alexandre le Bienheureux.
Yes, yes, yes. Alexandre the Bienheureux. Yes. Mean Alexander of happiness, yeah? Or well-being, something like that. Okay. Anyway, so it's a good film. Except the fishing part I don't like. Yeah. But everything else is good. I go to the park sometimes, feed them in the park. Because in the hotel, they don't allow it. So I take my bread. You know, the whole meal bread. And sometimes the seed from the supermarket for the bird, I go to the park and shred it. Yeah. Okay, so if you have some like leftover, even hard bread, some, don't throw away. Go out in the park and give it to the bird. I give them fresh bread. I don't give the throwaway one, but in case you have, you just also together, huh? Buy some seeds. It's very cheap, you know, give them some. Just to share, you know, to prove your love for all beings the way you always talk. Thanks for the cake, huh? But I don't accept it as my birthday because it's not yet. I think you bring it here so you can eat. That's cool. Go back again. So anybody want to say something? Oh, baby, where's the bread? Here, sweetheart. In the park, they eat from my hand already. Yeah. They so quickly trust people. And the seagull and all that, they come and eat at my place. Yeah, baby. Yeah, something I want to tell you about protecting the planet. Even if the whole population of the planet, everybody eat only half vegetarian, we can save the planet already. That's the best, the quickest way. Yeah? Because meat is not only about the land, it's about water, medicine, energy, transportation, pollution from transportation, everything, and conscience. Yeah? Make people sick. Okay, so if you can tell people to be vegetarian, that's the best thing you can do for them and for the planet. Even we can keep all the airplane, we can keep all the car, we can keep all the thing now because CO2 is not as bad as the conscience sickness and not as bad as spending so much water on animal raising and wasting land and deforestation and transportation. If we eat the vegetarian, we still can keep all the airplane, car, train, everything as usual even. Don't even need to rely on the government because the government cannot always do everything. The government cannot forbid people to eat meat, for example. Maybe they can, but they don't want to do it. Yeah? So the best to save the planet is the individual. just go vegetarian, and we save a lot of methane gas, a lot of transportation pollution, a lot of waste on water and land, and those land we can cultivate. You know, there's enough food for everybody. And the food that we feed the animal, we can feed the hungry. We never go hungry. The whole planet can be fed if people go vegetarian. And that we can even still keep all the style that we have now, like the airplane. Yeah, we can. Of course, it's the best if we don't, yeah? But still, even if we still have car, airplane, and train and all that, but we are vegetarian, I mean the planet people vegetarian, then we can save the planet still. But not everybody knows that. Tell whoever you can, okay? To save the planet. But if we cannot, then we cannot.
I would like to say one remark about the planet, because we are all talking about, but the nature is not changing. No, we are changing the nature, and we have to bring that out to everybody, because you are all on a good way to be vegetarian. I'm so happy to see that and to hear that. I'm afraid about that, because most of the people, and I think all over the world, are very nervous and running for money. And it's not the money in our life. It's our personality, and to be together with nice people, and to live in peace altogether. I think you fully agree with that, eh? You all. Okay. Okay. Again, God bless you. Okay. And have a fantastic stay. I don't know where you come. Well, you go from all over, but Scandinavian, I heard from England, from all over the world, and again, I like it so much to see different kinds of people, I mean from different countries, and to be together in peace. I think that is the most important thing in life, and to love God.
Mexico, Ireland,
Germany,
Holland, Australia, Monaco, Vietnam, Brazil,
Brazil,
Spain,
Czech
Republic, Czech Republic,
Slovakia,
Croatia, Israel, Holland, German, okay, Iceland, huh? Finland, okay, Norway also, Norway, Holland, Hungarian, yeah, Hungarian, Portugal, okay, bienvenido. Okay, they came from everywhere, but sometimes they came from other land and they became Finland or something like that, but most came from Europe this time only, because it's a quick notice and, you know, European people easy to come here, yeah? But if you want to see other people from other land, maybe we have to take longer time because they need visa and all that, you know? Many lands need 1 month. You have visa to come to Monaco, you see? So this I tell them only few days ago, so only European people came. Yeah. Anyway, one more thing. We talk about the gentlemen are continuing with the vegetarian, yeah? That's good. But they all vegetarian, so all of them here are vegan. They are vegetarian.
Thank you for your gentle presence on today's Words of Wisdom. Please join us again tomorrow as we continue with part two of Save the Animals, Save Our Earth. A Journey Through Aesthetic Realms is coming up next on Supreme Master Television. Please stay tuned. With heaven's blessings, may all beings on our beautiful planet coexist in peace, love, and happiness.